The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box. Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
Ruh-roh.
Help wanted. The TSA needs your help to protect America's national security. As a lightly trained TSA officer, you'll get a plastic badge. Oh, yeah, you wrong. But that's not all. No education needed. No IQ too low. Not even yours. And as a federal TSA officer, you get to harass everyone around you, just like you did in high school.
I know, I'm embarrassed. TMB, I'm embarrassed because I got caressed by a TSA agent recently. On the flight back from the Sacred Fire of Liberty Gala in Baltimore, they just wouldn't get by, and I wasn't going into their radiating machines. And they're like, "Well, we gotta touch you. Is that okay?" No, it's not okay. But you're gonna do it anyway, or else I can't get home.
Yeah. Well, I did too on the way back from Baltimore, so we were in the same boat. But I like that from Mike Adams. No education needed.
Right. You know, we would normally be doing this and get arrested for it, but if we work for the federal government as a TSA agent, we can get paid big bucks to rub you down.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's sad when we've come to this state in the United States that you know, the reason that my family only travels by car is because of the TSA.
Mm-hmm.
We won't fly anywhere. I won't fly the kids and Charlene anywhere when they're going to get felt up. It's just not going to happen. It's one thing for me to get, you know, felt up. It's another for me to sit and watch my wife or kids, and that's just not going
to
happen.
Yeah, I mean, and it's one thing to go to a massage therapist where it's appropriate and you know, go to, you know, you just want to fly from one city to another. If they you don't allow them to x-ray you, then they got to touch you. You know, this is it, we've talked about it all over the years, transportation security theater as opposed to a legitimate protection, you know, if you will, from getting the wrong people on the plane and doing some harm. The question is here, how humiliating can it be? I think it's humiliating as I watch my fellow Americans go through those machines and raise their arms above their head like they're a criminal, right?
That's humiliating. It is. Yeah. I mean, it's just one, you choose one over the other. But, you know, I've shared the story with you before about when I went through LaGuardia Airport and ended up talking to the head of the TSA there that said that, in his own words, that this is nothing except security theater. It's not really keeping anyone safe.
Yeah, well, exactly. And there was a man absolutely humiliated. You talk about that beyond belief, going through the TSA at Fort Lauderdale Hollywood Airport because evidently his cologne set off an explosive detector. I've met people that wear cologne that would set off explosive detector from 50 feet away. But is that a reason to, other than to say, hey, buddy, don't wear so much cologne, but come on, really, do they have to do a cavity search for this?
Yeah, this is yet another absurd thing that they do. I don't know if they've done that with you, but you know how they, apparently this guy, Jean-Marie Ossian, was, they swabbed his hands.
Mm-hmm.
And they found something that they thought was potential bomb material, and it turns out it was, you know, cologne. It was Chanel cologne or something like that. But anyway, you know, one of the things that they do is they swab the bottom of your feet, too. Have you had that happen to you?
No, I had them swab the hands, though, and the belt, I think they've done, but nothing like that. Yeah.
Well, here's what's odd. So what do they do? What do they make you do before you go through the humiliation machines? What do you have to take off?
Oh, well, you wear your shoes, your belt.
Your shoes.
Right.
Your shoes, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then you walk another 50 steps with your socks on the floor that's also been walked on by countless other thousands right before you.
Right.
And then after you get to that point, they swab you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They, so you may have just picked up something that was left by countless thousands of other people.
On the floor, yeah, exactly.
Because they made you take your shoes off. So that's just absurd in and of itself. But this whole TSA thing is just way out of control. I mean, literally, I was after I got through the security there in Baltimore, I just kind of sat on the other side of the TSA Nazi checkpoint, for lack of a better term, and watched them, the way they treated people. And I swear, Robert, 90% of them, they looked like cartoon characters.
Yeah.
I mean, just the facial features, the pot bellies, the body shapes. I mean, literally, it looked like a bunch of cartoon characters. But now you've given them a badge, and they are just out of control.
Hold on, Super Don. Super Don has something to say here. I am not believing what he's just coming up with here. Evidently, the cologne was called Chanel Bleu. Right, that's a French word for blue, I think. Is that right, Super Don? Are you a Frenchman now? Okay.
Yeah, it was called Chanel Bleu. And so I'm assuming they stopped him because had he actually gotten on the plane, he probably would have blew the plane up.
Blew the plane up. Well, you know what? The thing is, I would have a much bigger concern for anybody who has environmental sensitivities, you know, multiple chemical sensitivities. Because you get on with somebody loaded with a synthetic cologne, you are going to do some damage, but not in the same way. And I'm not going to call it terrorism, but it's odoriferous, and it can be dangerous to someone with MCS. So please, all you folks that are still wearing synthetic cologne, switch to essential oils. You'll smell better, and you will not trigger people in the same way.
And the reason I'm laughing is it reminds me, recently I went out there to California to do some more interviews for The Quest for the Cures Continues, and on the flight out there, I think I told you this. I told the guys that I was traveling with, our camera guys. I said, you know, I know I'm going to get stuck between two fat people. I just always do on a cross-country flight.
Right.
That, you know, it lasts 3-4 hours, and I'm just kind of crunched shoulder to shoulder. And sure enough, I was. And one of the guys that I sat in between apparently had just eaten too much Chipotle burrito, if you know what I mean.
Oh, no. Gaseous emissions?
They should have stopped him from flying. I tell you, man, he was dangerous. You don't want a lot of match close to that.
Right. So, you know, listen, how many times has the TSA saved or protected the planes through their scanning equipment since 9/11? Have they caught anybody?
Here in the article, it says in 2012, John Helinski, the TSA's assistant administrator for global strategies, admitted that body scanners had not resulted in the apprehension of a single terrorist since they were introduced. And that was 2012.
Right.
It's 2014. There's not been a single one in the last 2 years either. So that amounts to a big fat goose egg.
Well, and speaking of fat and FARTs, how many of people have been protected from gaseous customers of airlines? Probably none. They don't scan for that. That would be a better use of the TSA's time. Make them sniff everybody that comes through, not for Cordon Bleu perfume, but for gaseous emissions. And no, you'll have to go this way. We've got, you know, maybe a flight for people that are still dealing with gastrointestinal distress. And I feel for you. I've been there in my history. But we really need to have those that have good GI tracts and those that don't, because we don't want the bad microflora mixing on the planes. Again, these are the real dangers that we face every day, not the likelihood of a terrorist boat actually blowing up a plane, because as we said, all of the theatrics, they admit, as you said, Ty, they haven't stopped anybody with their scanning machines. So, listen, and I'm glad. We don't want to see any other planes, blow up or blew up either way. Now, what's really dangerous also are vaccines. This article out of the Telegraph in Britain says dozens of children are feared dead after being injected with what they call a tainted measles vaccine in Syria. Did you see this one, Ty?
I did. Isn't that like a double repetition, tainted vaccine? I mean, aren't they by nature tainted?
I think you've nailed it again.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I nailed it again, but at least I didn't sound too stupid on that one.
No. That was accurate. I mean, the thing is, you inject what's in there, you'd have to say you've tainted the body that has received it. And now, evidently, in Syria, there have been a number of kids that have died after getting the measles vaccine. Yeah. Also, yesterday on the air, we had Sally El-Khoury talking about this group called Peace One Day, and they're all about going into areas and calling for a ceasefire. And during the ceasefire, they rush in and inject vaccinate all of the kids in war-torn regions.
Right.
And it's, you know, these people that are for peace, they're really for a piece of the children for Big Pharma.
Literally, Robert, they are. It's absurd that we talk about a tainted vaccine. Look at the ingredients in almost all vaccines. You've got preservatives like mercury. You've got formaldehyde in many of the vaccines, which was declared several years ago as a known carcinogen. Mm-hmm. And Sherry Tenpenny talked about that in the interview that I did with her in Washington, D.C. The quest for the cure. So you have formaldehyde, which is a known carcinogen. You've got aluminum. You've got mercury. You've got a lot of times you've got aborted fetal tissue, mm-hmm. which it's never good to mix other DNA in with your DNA. So by definition, you've got just a toxic cocktail in every vaccine, even if they're not, quote, tainted. They are by definition tainted just by the mere ingredients that they contain.
Yeah, and that is the point here. When you put something in a syringe that, you know, let's say we take those same ingredients out, and for my new listeners, I'm going to say it for you especially. Think about it this way. The things that are in a vaccine, if you were to take those same ingredients, put them in a baby's bottle for that baby to drink, you could be arrested. You could be arrested for poisoning a baby. But once they're in a syringe and a white lab-coated doctor gets hold of it and injects it in, just like that meme that Liam did the other day where in the movies, you know, you hold a syringe to somebody's neck, you're the bad guy. But if you're a doctor, you know, you're there to save them. I mean, it's just warped our view in this world right now.
Yeah, it is. It is. You're right. If you were to take those same ingredients and give them to your child, I mean, you should be arrested. That's attempted murder. You could kill someone with that. And I think it was several years ago that the challenge was first put on the table. But if you remember I think it's Healthy Man, Healthy Woman nonprofit organization out in California. It was headed by Jock Doubleday. And he offered $100,000 for any physician that would take the same ingredients that they give to children in these vaccines, only adjust it for their weight.
Right.
You know, so adjust the levels.
And no one would take them up on
to this. This point, they've never had a taker. And I think it's well more, you know, a couple hundred thousand, maybe a quarter of $1 million that's still being offered, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. And speaking of ingredients, it's embarrassing for we Americans because Nestle has evidently removed the GMO ingredients from baby food. Mm-hmm. In South Africa, not here. We're almost on a break, but I mean, just think about that. Why are we the last to have the bad stuff removed?
Yeah, well, South Africa won't take it. We will. Mexico won't take the GMO beer. We will. So that's why they ship us the GMO stuff, because we will still take it.
Yeah. I mean, we're all product of government indoctrination centers until one day we wake up. Wake up from the dunderhead PhDs found in research universities that will not acknowledge that these toxic poisons in a syringe are just as bad, perhaps worse, in the terms of pollution that they want to claim that they want to clean up in the macro environment. Listen, when we come back, let's see, what do we want to do, TMB? There's a school in Oregon that's phasing out fluoride tablets?
Yeah.
Repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. In no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You know, it's that time of the week again when we go outside the box with TMB. RSP here, and we co-authored the book Unlock the Power to Heal. Earlier, you guys don't know it, I was in two places at one time. I had to do the Jerry Doyle show today, and he always does a nice plug for our book, TMB. Great guy. He really enjoys having this kind of information out to his audience, too. What are you gargling?
I'm sorry. I was taking my fluoride tablets there. Hang on.
Oh, no. Ty, don't. You're going to lose your mind. We need you sharp and crisp and clear for these Outside the Box Wednesdays.
What are we talking about, RSB? I'll just do whatever I'm told now. I'm going to be done.
All right. Ty, you will now talk about an Oregon school that is phasing out the fluoride tablets that you just gargled with.
Well, it's Multnomah County in Oregon, and I'd actually never heard about this before. I didn't know that there actually were fluoride tablets that you could take, but apparently they've got cherry-flavored fluoride tablets for the kids that go to school there, and they're going to phase them out, though, which is a good thing. Like I said, I was not aware that they actually had fluoride tablets that kids could take. And it's sodium fluoride, too. It's not calcium fluoride. It's sodium fluoride. 1.1 milligrams on the bottle here. There's a picture of the bottle, which is absurd in light of the fact that sodium fluoride is not the same thing as calcium fluoride. Calcium fluoride is the naturally occurring fluoride that we would find out in certain wells and in certain waters.
Right.
Sodium fluoride is not. Sodium fluoride is toxic waste.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you're right. I'm looking at the pictures here. Superdon, blast this one out. By the way, all of the notes that they're linking these articles, if you think we're making this up, they're giving them toxic waste. They're going to calcify their pineal glands. They're going to increase the uptake of heavy metals, mercury. If they're getting flu shots, whatever, it's going to be even worse. But
yeah,
the good news is they're phasing them out. Phasing them out. I mean, I'm still shocked. I mean, I'm shocked that they still put fluoride in a lot of municipal water supplies. But my God, giving these pills to children. But then what else should we expect? I mean, government schools have been poisoning the minds of youngsters in America for a long time now.
Yeah. Yeah, they have, and that's, they might as well poison their body as well, and that's what they're doing with this fluoride. The studies that we've talked about in the past, the fact that there's been a definitive correlation between fluoride and osteosarcoma, specifically in boys and men.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about that a couple years ago when the study came out. But it's, you know, I'm never shocked when I see this, but it is sad that they're still poisoning children.
Right.
And some of the dentists apparently are waking up. I'm reading a quote here from Dr. Jay Levy, mm-hmm. who is a dentist, and he's a former faculty member at Oregon State University School of Dentistry, and he insists that fluoride is toxic and can cause a myriad of negative side effects, including what he said are high rates of dental fluorosis, a malformation of tooth enamel, as well as certain neurological damage, which translates to reduction in IQ. Oh, yeah, that's right. There's many studies over the last several years that have shown that fluoride reduces IQ, which was the reason that they used it in the concentration camps in Nazi Germany, right? Was
right,
to make
right.
people less intelligent and to make them docile. Mm-hmm. But now we've been doing it to our children now for upwards of 70 years.
Well, it's good to know that there's at least one smart dentist up there who happens to be a parent. But there's mm-hmm. this guy, Kurt Ferrer, or Ferry, a member of the Oregon Dental Association and Dunderhead. Yep,
yeah.
I called him that. Creston Dental Clinic, he says he believes the county's move to remove the pills is short-sighted and a bad idea. Well, this guy, maybe he should take the pills for himself, but leave the kids alone.
Well, he says there is a systematic benefit to fluoride. So
what?
First of all, is it a systematic benefit or is it systemic?
You know, in either case, he's absolutely wrong. The only benefit you could argue is a local toxic reaction, interacting with the microbes that may be causing tooth decay. Other than that, there's no basis for ingestion.
No, there's not. And so I wonder if he even knows what a systemic benefit is, because he calls it systematic.
Yeah.
And then the fact that he says there, let's see, later on he says the research has shown, where does it say that? I'm trying to find the quote.
What is the research?
I can't find it. It says something about the research has shown that you have positive effects to fluoride, and I can't find it in the article. But
yeah.
my challenge to Mr. Ferry would be to show me the research, because that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
There is no research that shows that there is a lower incidence of tooth decay or cavities from ingesting sodium fluoride.
Well, except through the American Dunderheaded Dental Association, the ADDA.
Well, the American Dental Association, until the mid-40s, were adamantly opposed to fluoride because mm-hmm. of the fact that it is so toxic.
Right.
And so then, because after the propaganda campaign that was run by Alcoa and Edwin Bernays,
mm-hmm.
then they started to endorse it, but there have never been any studies
to
show
it. No. In fact, right. I think it's going to be one of those things that increases cancer as well. Stick around. We got more Outside the Box Wednesday here, TMB RSB. Thanks to our friends at Better Way Health, their Beta 1-3D glue pan. You can actually click on the picture of the actual product and go there and get it and modulate your immunity as the seasons change here in the Northern Hemisphere. Medical marijuana next.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength, unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're up at robertscottbell.com, including thecancertruth.net and all the wonderful, wild, woolly things that Ty Bollinger does. And we're glad to be together each and every week, occasionally when TMB is not so busy, which is never anymore. He'll fill in for me, too. But Ty, it's good to be with you, of course. And we're just talking about that bizarre, let's say, reduction in pills of fluoride there in the school in Oregon.
Well, actually, right there at the end of the segment, Super Don Skyped it to me, and thank you for finding that, Super Don. But here's the quote. It says, "Research has shown that fluoride reduces cavities in both children and adults, blah, blah, blah." Well, that's a lie, because there's not any research that has shown that. The research that most people refer to when they say that research has shown that fluoride reduces cavities is the research that was done 70 years ago, which wasn't really research at all. It was falsified cherry picking by a dentist named H. Trendley Dean that was hired by Alcoa to look at the municipality or to look at the areas of Texas at that time that had naturally occurring calcium fluoride in their well water. And he looked at 330 something sections of Texas, and he cherry picked the 26 sections that had lower cavity rates. Now the other
pre cleared it, pre selected, yeah.
Well, yeah, the other something, you know, 290 something municipalities had higher or, you know, the same cavity rates as the others. So you didn't have a reduction in cavities except in a small percentage, which he cherry-picked and then used that to then cause or to then justify dripping sodium fluoride into the water, which is not calcium fluoride. So number one, he cherry-picked, and number two, they thought that we were so stupid that we would think that sodium fluoride and calcium fluoride are the same thing, which they're obviously not.
Well, most of the American public, enamored with white lab coats and doctors, believed it. They bought it, and of course, much to our detriment for a long time now. And of course, Alcoa benefited because the waste product for aluminum and bauxite mining was fluoride. It's a toxic thing. Hey, can we sell it back to the American people?
Yeah.
Yep, they
now
did.
They
we were suckered.
It.
By the way, you can read more about that in Ty's book, Monumental Myths.
Yeah, I've got a whole chapter on the fluoride deception and monumental myths, and it's worth reading because that's a hot button with a lot of people, and many people still don't understand how toxic it is because, hey, if your dentist says it's okay, it must be, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. With that, we're going to leap from fluoride into more botanical goodness. It's time for a cannabis update.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Hello, my name is Dr. Green Thumb.
Yes, there's more news on the cannabis front. Curative cannabis, heavenly hemp, medical marijuana. We've also got a chapter on that and Unlock the Power to Heal by TMB and RSV. And what is this latest story on hemp? More good news for cannabis, more bad news for prescription drugs.
Well, they're seeing that the states that have the legalized hemp have 25% fewer fatal prescription drug overdoses, which is, that's a good thing, isn't it? Less people dying from the toxic FDA-approved prescription drugs.
Well, isn't that the opposite of what was claimed by these anti-drug zealots that are really pro-drug? They're just pro-FDA pharmaceutical drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, oh, people are going to be driving on pot. Not, you know, we're seeing lower incidences of car accidents. And the drug overdoses are primarily talking about are, guess what? They're the opiates. They're the heavy hitters, these highly addictive and deadly pain-killing drugs that are really killing Americans at a dramatic rate. So to see 25% fewer fatal prescription drug overdoses, you think there would be congressional hearings to say how can we fast-track cannabis in all the states?
That makes too much sense, Robert. You're actually assuming that they've got brains.
If they only had a brain. And then, but, you know, the thing is, as we said, nullification. I opened the show today of talking about that because it is Constitution Day, the very thing that we ignore in America. In 1787 was ratified, came into being, and then they've been trying to tear it down ever since.
Robert, I think that makes you a terrorist to even talk about the Constitution on the show.
You're right, but so were our founding fathers to the crown in Great Britain. That's true. DEA blackmailed doctors with ties to medical marijuana. So this is the interesting other side of the story. Rather than the feds embracing it and going, dude, you know, we want to reduce deaths, right? No. We can't have these states doing this. We can't have these doctors getting on board with cannabis. And so what do? They're actually blackmailing doctors?
Mm-hmm. They're basically saying, either you give up your license or you quit talking about medicinal marijuana, quit prescribing it. It's this kind of heavy-handed tactic. It went all the way back to the 1970s because of the DEA. The initial study that was done on the effectiveness of hemp at treating cancer was buried. It was done at the University of Virginia Medical Center, and the study showed that hemp was effective at treating three different types of cancer, and the DEA came in at that point, and they buried the study, and it didn't get released for another 20 years.
Yeah, so more evidence like you wrote about in Cancer Step Outside the Box that the cancer industry is too profitable to ever allow genuine cures for cancer.
Yeah, I mean, basically what the DEA is saying is either quit prescribing medical marijuana or you won't be able to prescribe any other drugs. We're going to just take away your license.
Yeah. Now, the thing is, that would be actually healthier for Americans if fewer doctors were prescribing the dangerous drugs that are killing Americans.
Right.
But, of course, then they're going to say, well, no, now you can't even prescribe the cannabis that is now legal on the state level. But this is also the fault of the whole concept of licensure, where you subjugate yourself to the rule. The rule of, let's say, a group of elitists that are protecting a racket, an industry, in this case, big pharma, FDA-regulated medicines.
Yeah, you know, Robert, are you surprised at this? I mean, it makes too much sense to legalize hemp. It makes too much sense to use it in all of its medicinal purposes and all of its industrial purposes and all of the ways that we could get economic benefits from if this plant, this crop were legalized to be grown in all 50 states. So I guess this goes back to the belief that Charlene and I have. Anything that makes sense, anything that is logical, then the government's going to do exactly the opposite. Just like the mainstream media, anything that's the truth, they'll tell a lie. Anything that they speak is a lie, we'll believe the opposite.
Yeah, exactly. And again, for those of you who are concerned about abuse of cannabis, people are not dying from abusing cannabis. They're getting lazy. They're getting fat, but they're not dying.
No.
And here you cannot argue that cannabis is more dangerous than FDA-approved drugs, because look at this article here. Prescription drug deaths keep rising. Despite all of this, the CDC is reporting that drug deaths from prescription painkillers, even though the 25% decline in those medical cannabis states, which is huge, overall there's so many people still hooked on these things and being prescribed by doctors because they don't have the knowledge or access to the plant.
Mm-hmm.
This rate is horrific. Anybody, well, again, that embraces a culture of life, you should be ashamed if you're not opening up to this plant.
I agree completely. Look at the FDA's website. They admit to 100,000 deaths a year due to proper use of prescription drugs. I believe the number is much higher than that, but they admit to that.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine, Robert? Let's say we were in Bizarro World, and that there was
Zubla Dubla.
Yeah, we were on planet Zubla Dubla, and there was a parent. Okay, because in this 140,000, 100 plus thousand people that die each year from prescription drugs, legally prescribed, properly prescribed, mm-hmm. there's a whole bunch of children that die. It's not just adults, it's kids. But can you imagine if we're on planet Zubladuba and someone rolls up a big fat joint, gives it to their kid to smoke because the kid's got cancer and is wasting away. They give the joint to the kid. The kid smokes it and dies. Now, the reason I say it's got to be a bizarre world on Zubladuba because this has never happened. But let's say it did happen. Can you couldn't even see how fast they would sweep down there and ban that plant.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be mind-blowing. It would cause people to get whiplash trying to see the FDA vans that were headed down to that marijuana dispensary to shut them down because of one person or one child that died. And now here we have tens of thousands of children a year dying from prescription drugs that are properly prescribed, and that's not a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, cognitive dissonance doesn't even begin to describe, you know, what's going on here in this. And the people are waking up, as we see. 23 states, I think, now have nullified the federal ban on this plant. And that's a good thing. No act of Congress needed, no Supreme Court ruling needed. The federal government has overstepped its bounds. It's time for the states and the people to figure it out and just stop, just nullify. Just do like your two-year-old and say, no, you're not coming in here anymore. Leave us. So, no, this is good. These are three interesting, really interesting stories related. And the prescription drug deaths that keep rising, it's fascinating to me that, you know, there are no, Dick Durbin's not calling for a congressional hearings on that. But as you said, if there was something from a plant, he would be calling for banning it. But these people are disingenuous. And that's why, you know, if we don't respect authority, there's good reason for it, because the authority doesn't respect life. And, you know, we just don't, even though we're tolerant people, when you are violating the right to life and liberty in this way, you know, all bets are off at that point.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you endanger my kids or whatever. I don't care if you're wearing a badge or not.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But, you know, hey, I guess that was kind of a bad example that I used of on Zubla Dubla rolling a doobie for a kid. Let's say that they gave a kid a brownie or a cookie that had it in it. That's probably better.
Yeah, you know, or even, you know, any kind of supplement for that matter. But you're right, and that's perspective. We got it here. They don't got it there. So thank you. You're here. 866-939-BELL. Any time of the day or night, you can leave a message. 866-939-2355. RobertScottBell.com. Again, say thanks to all our sponsors. The links are up. The banners are up. Also, Dr. Newsom, who's going to be featured in the Quest for the Cures coming up. And he's amazing, and he's got the Super Earth Energy, which I love. I'm taking every day, as well as the Inflammagon and the Digestive Detox. Check out DRNUZUM, drnewsom.com, to learn more about that. We'll get him back on soon as well, and look forward to seeing him in the Quest for the Cures, because we're getting close to the reveal date.
The reveal date. What do you mean by that?
I should say release date. I mean, I know it's not.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know it's not tomorrow, but.
Well, we're gonna actually be, you and I and Dr. Butter are gonna all be on Coast to Coast talking about the Quest for the Cures right after we launch it in October. It'll be from October 13th to the 24th, but on the 15th, 2 days in, I got a call from Tom Danheiser, the executive producer for Coast to Coast, and he wants me on, and he said he wanted two doctors, and I said, all right, RSB and Buttar. So
awesome.
We're gonna have the three amigos on Coast to Coast.
Staying up late. Hey, there's a quick question we won't be able to get to fully in this segment, but I do want to ask it, and then we can answer it next time. This is from Nathan. He says, Robert and TMB, my question to you is, if there is someone that has cancer and they were to try the liposomal vitamin C as a form of chemo treatment, what kind of food does the person taking the vitamin C need to stay away from, and how much would you recommend as a daily dose? Also, one more thing, is the liposomal vitamin C better than the IV form? So let's tackle a vitamin C question of the day when we come back from this break. Also, GMO, pro-GMO biotech, how much money they spend to prevent labeling here in the U.S.? We'll get to that as well. Stick around. Outside the Box Wednesday wraps it up. After this break, TMB RSB. Check it all out. The links are up at robertscottbell.com. Back after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Imagine looking in the mirror and to your surprise, you look 10 years younger. How would it make you feel? Looking younger can be your reality with our breakthrough anti-aging formula that's clinically proven to visibly and dramatically improve wrinkles, lines, and skin tone. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit imaginelookingyounger.com.
Again, question of the day here for TMB, RSV on vitamin C and cancer, liposomal versus intravenous.
Yeah, hit me.
Hit me. Well, the guys at Nathan's asking about the liposomal, is that good or is IVC better? First, let me just back off, because you've written about extensively so many options out there within the medical field that actually work for cancer. And I know vitamin C is one of those things that we've had a number of physicians we've interacted with over the years that say, yeah, it absolutely does work.
Well, you know, vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin D, they're all the same, right? Because they all have the word vitamin in them, right? Oh, wait, sorry. I thought I was a proponent of fluoride.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You got to get that out of your system.
Yeah. No, yeah, vitamin C is a great treatment for cancer. I write about it in Cancer Step Outside the Box. Intravenous vitamin C is the type that I wrote about because I'm not so certain that there's all that much benefit to the liposomal vitamin C. I don't know that you actually absorb that much more than you would normally. You can certainly intake more than you would normally because of the fact that you're going to get a visit by Mr. Montezuma if you take too much in orally.
Right.
I think IV vitamin C is the best. People don't understand. They think that vitamin C is just great for your immune system, which it is. But one of the reasons that it's good for treating cancer is the fact that it's essential to the formation of collagen. And that's basically the cement proteins that hold the cells together. And so if you think of the cells being like bricks in a wall, the strength of the brick is not really in the bricks itself, but it's in the cement between the bricks. And that's what the collagen is. It holds your cells together. And so if you've got plenty of collagen, your cells hold together. But if they stick together, then, you know, the tumors have a tough time to spread. And that's the same reason that we intake silica. And that's one of the things that you talked about in the quest for the cure. So vitamin C is important for that.
And we went into it more in Unlock the Power to Heal as well, because that silica, you know, at grams, I think like 5,000 milligrams or so a day, it's a flooding the system orally with a food-grown form of it, and that's accessible without needing to do an intravenous vitamin C therapy. So for those that don't have access to IV vitamin C, don't think that you're SOL, so to speak. I mean, you can do things. And we talk about it in our books as well, and I think that's great. But, yeah, I don't think you can saturate the tissues as well through even the liposomal form. But, you know, if you've had a good experience with it, then call us up. Let us know. That's not a problem. We're happy to entertain that. But I think selenium is most important
by far at microgram doses. You talk about efficiency of action. And remember, again, as you said, the vitamin C and collagen connection. If you've got the silica, you'll see the strengthening of the connective tissue even more rapidly without having to resort to IV. So the options are there, and we want you to know all of them.
Yeah, I agree. Vitamin C, and a lot of people that are deficient in vitamin C, they show symptoms of what? Scurvy?
Right, right. And, of course, if in extreme cases, it looks like Ebola. Yep, and so, that's what we've related with the selenium deficiency as well.
Yeah, many of these diseases, these plagues that are happening today are nothing more than deficiencies in basic vitamins and minerals.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the big message here as well on the Ebola, if I can call it a scam, but certainly they're playing this up as a vaccine deficiency, and they want to bring this thing out so fast and fear everybody in America to take it. And we're not going to be party to that, that's for sure. Hey, real
not
quick, yeah, we got a couple of minutes or left, but there's a pro-GMO group, biotech industry, has grouped together to be sure that no one knows that their products are in your belly. I mean, here we go. We love our products so much, we don't want you to know that you're eating them.
Yeah, this is an article by Dr. Mercola, and it mentions in the article that between 2012 and 2014, Monsanto and the Grocery Manufacturers Association, the GMA, successfully blocked GMO labeling legislation over 30 states at a price tag of more than $100 million. So they spent $100 million so that we won't know what's in the ingredients that are in our food that they're producing.
Incredible.
So that, if nothing else, that should tell you that there's something going on, that they're producing foods that we should not be eating, because they don't want us to know what's in the food.
Right.
They don't want the labeling. So if the GMOs are all that good for us, why not brag about them?
Yeah, I tell you what.
Why fight the labeling?
It's like the one industry that doesn't want you to know that their product is in your food, right? You know, here, we've got GMOs, they're so awesome, we know the people are going to flood into our stores and buy them. No, they know exactly the opposite. If we know that what it's in the food, they're not going to buy it. So that's why they're fighting against this labeling issue. Of course, in this case, I would agree to see them banned, because there's no way you can alter the genetic integrity of a species and expect it to be without unintended consequences.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, there in Washington, D.C., I think Sherry Tenpenny said that unless things change, this next generation will be the last one with DNA that's not tainted.
Yeah, I don't want to go back to Jurassic Park. So, all right, that's it, TMB. We're out of time. Super Don, thank you. Thank you to Mike Adams. Thank you to Stephen Hewer. You know it, all y'all. Keep saying it. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems
system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.